Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Gayne. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few months ago, I told everyone who listens to this show that the state, the government, they're coming for your children. And now today, I can sadly report that in some states, they already own your children. Now, this comes on the heels of Washington and Colorado passing a bill that effectively says the following: if your child, minor child, runs away from home and demands or asks for puberty blockers, transition into the opposite sex, these states are allowed to do that without your knowledge, without your permission, and without even telling you that your child is safe and has been found. You heard me right. So if your 14-year-old decides they don't like it at home because they've been confused at school and they want to run away, now I want to tell you something. This is the alarming thing. You're going to say, well, it's two states. No, that's not the way it works, folks. Let's just say you're sitting in Texas right now and your child goes to Colorado. Fair game. All your child has to do is make it to Colorado, make it to Washington, and without your permission, without your consent, without your knowledge, and without even so much as telling you that your child is safe and sound and has been found, your child can undergo these puberty blockers and worse. And worse. I want you to think about that for a minute. How far have we fallen as a society when this is acceptable? When this is considered, oh, well, no big deal. Did you see this on the news constantly? Are people protesting and marching in the streets over it? No, they're not. It's being, I don't necessarily agree with it, but what? We live in a country where your child can't get a tattoo. You understand that? If your child was to go to a tattoo parlor and ask for a tattoo that says, I love mom and dad, can't do it. But they can get puberty blockers, apparently. So where did this whole thing start? When did all of this begin? When did the push to control your children and sexualize your children begin? Well, it probably began a long, long, long time ago because this is something that requires baby steps. Half an inch at a time, half an inch at a time. Before you know it, they've taken a foot, right? But where we really started to notice this, in my opinion, was during the pandemic when teachers had no choice but to remotely teach classes, and that meant the use of computers. And when little Johnny or little Sally was on the computer, oftentimes, their parents were in the room. And their parents heard some of the things that were being taught and some of the things that were being said, and they didn't approve. Now, this put them in a real bind because these teachers are saying, well, we were able to get through with this and do anything we wanted when the parents really weren't involved. But now that the parents are monitoring the activities of what we teach, we can't have that. How can we indoctrinate your children if you don't want us to and you're watching us do it? You can easily stop it. You can turn the computer off. You can tell your child you don't have to listen to that nonsense, right? So that put them in a catch-22. They didn't want to go back to work. But they did want to continue to indoctrinate your children. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is not all teachers. I'm not sitting here saying every teacher is doing this. But if you're in a school where you know they're doing it and you're not speaking out, you are a part of the problem, whether you choose to do it or not. I've heard too many teachers say, well, I would never do that in my classroom. It's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. That's like telling somebody that's driving drunk, well, you know, I would never drive drunk. Well, you're going to be just as dead if the car crashes. So you can't use that as an excuse. You have got to go make your voice heard if you're a teacher and you disagree with this nonsense that's being taught. And I know I already hear liberal voices out there saying, you just don't want them to teach sex education. You're a Puritan. Do you know that I had a conversation with someone today on the internet that I do not know? And there was a woman, I guess, who said, when I was 14 years old, I lost my virginity. And I knew exactly what I was doing. And it was to an older man, a much older man. But I fully complied. I fully accepted what was happening. And I understood what was happening. So I actually said in a reply to the woman, well, you can't consent because the law says you can't. So unfortunately, you can say I consented and I was totally up for it all you want. You can't do it. The law says you can't do it. Within a moment, a man who by his profile picture looked like he's well into his late 60s said to me, stop preaching your puritanical nonsense here. Puritanical nonsense. So I asked him a very simple question. Do you approve of a 14-year-old girl losing their virginity to a 35-year-old man? Do you approve of statutory rape? I never got a reply. People exist, folks. They want to change society. And I've told you before, they want to normalize this. And they're going to start with 15 and 16, and I know some people are light on that. I know some people say, 16 years old, come on, you're driving an automobile. You're making life and death decisions on the road. Maybe you should be able to at least know if you want to sleep with a 19-year-old guy. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But this is the beginning. This is that little half inch I tell you before they take a mile, right? Eventually, it's going to be 16 and 14 and 13, and then it's really not going to have an age. That's what they want. And if you oppose them in any way, shape, or form, I wish this man who called me puritanical would have taken a look at my profile picture, my career, and I don't think he would consider me your normal puritanical person. Okay? I'm not. I'm far from it. I'm a musician. Music I play, a lot of people think are very controversial. And I'm not a Puritan. However, I'll tell you what I am. I'm someone who believes in protecting children. And in today's society, that makes you puritanical because children are not to be protected. That's the goal. And that means even by you, the parent. So now we see government taking control. These teachers now, they said, well, we're only trying to teach sex education. And these horrible puritanical parents do not want us to teach about sexual education. You're not teaching sex education. Let's get that straight. You know what sex education is? Here's how the sperm fertilizes the egg. Sex education is not, I'm going to teach you how to perform oral sex. I'm going to teach you why some people like to dress up as women. I'm going to teach you why some people like to use toys. I'm going to teach you why some people have foot fetishes. These are called perversions, or at worst, if they're not perversions, then at least call them fetishes. But they have nothing to do with sex education. Education is scientific. Fetishes are not scientific. Your 9-year-old doesn't need to know why some people like to be tied up. Your 9-year-old doesn't need to know why some people like certain foot fetishes or fetishes of whatever kind. They don't need to know that. That has nothing to do with education. That has to do with indoctrination, and it's not sex education. Ah, but they're still teaching it, aren't they? And you know why? Because their goal isn't to educate your child about the actual scientific areas of sexuality. Their goal is to sexualize your child. All of these things available to them and to your child's mind is just like, oh my goodness, I can't comprehend all this. Maybe these are things I should try. Maybe these are things I would like to try. You ask a child, would you like to try, you know, eating chocolate cake for breakfast every day for a year? They'd probably say, yeah, that sounds good. I'll try that. Is that good for them? Hey, you want to try lighting off some fireworks? And your 9-year-old, yeah, let's give that a shot, and then blow their arm off. At what point do you have to understand that no one here is trying to be puritanical or ban books or ban education? We are trying to stop you from indoctrinating and sexualizing our children. Now, these drag shows started out, and it was the same way, right? It's, oh, well, why do you care if a man dressed as a woman reads a fairy tale to an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old? I don't. Except, why does the man have to be dressed like a woman? Why do you have to explain to him this is really a man? See, because if you put an 8-year-old in a room and some man comes in dressed as a woman, I would say 99.9% of all 8-year-olds are going to just think it's a woman. They're not going to say, oh, well, that's a man dressed as a woman. They're just going to think it's a woman. Isn't that your goal? I thought you said, well, we want to be called women. We're not men. We're women. Maybe not the drag queens. The drag queens don't say that, but the trans community does. And yet you have to make very clear to little Johnny and little Jane, these are men, but they're dressed as women. Why do you need to do that? Why can't they form their own conclusion? Oh, because then you're not indoctrinating them, see? Then there's no lesson learned, is there? So you're hiding behind it. You're saying it's only just fairy tale story hour. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's fairy tale story hour with indoctrination hidden within it. Okay. What's the difference whether this drag queen comes in and you say, now, this is a man dressed as a woman, because some men like to dress as women. It's very appealing to them, and it's erotic, and it's this and that. Oh, and they're going to read Goldilocks. Or if I come in stark naked and say, well, some people are nudists, and they like to walk around like this, and it's no big deal. It's just a human body. You wouldn't want that, would you? Or maybe you would. I don't know. But what's the difference? There isn't any. They don't need it. And then these drag queen story hours went from, yeah, we're just, you know, here's Goldilocks and the Three Bears, to here's me dancing. I'm going to dance for you now, and I'm going to twerk in front of your face. Here's my ass in a thong. Why? Explain it to me, why? There's no answer. There's no answer. And the reason there's no answer is because they don't dare answer. Because the real reason is, well, we need to sexually indoctrinate your child. And if you stand up against this, we will have Merrick Garland, the coward, the liar, the traitor, the wretch, deem you as domestic terrorists and have you arrested. How dare you stand up for your child when this teacher is trying to indoctrinate them? The government won't stand for this. They're our children. We'll decide what's best for them. You sit down and shut up. All you did was plop one out, conceive one. How much of this are you going to take before you finally realize what's happening here and wake up? Now, as far as this trans community is concerned, I don't know of a single Republican, independent, conservative who says, if you're a man and you want to be a woman, 19, 20, 30 years old, you can't do it. I don't know of any. Go ahead and do it if that's what you want to do. It's no skin off my nose. I don't care. What do I care? If that's what you want to do with your life, hey, Do what you want to do with your life. Leave the children out of it. But you can't. You know why you can't? Because your numbers aren't big enough. Because I always go back to that little mathematical equation. Why, if someone needs to be uncomfortable, should it be the majority instead of the minority? Wouldn't you want to make the least amount of people possible uncomfortable? And that answer is always, of course, you make the least amount of people possible uncomfortable. Okay, well, there's far less transsexuals wanting to use the opposite bathroom than there is biologically male or female that object to having a biological male or female use the same bathroom. So if anybody has to be inconvenienced, why isn't it the vast majority, minority, instead of the majority? Well, they can't answer that question, so they say we need strength in numbers. We need to indoctrinate more people to our lifestyle. We want everybody to be gender fluid. Tomorrow you can be a man. The next day you can be a woman. Whatever you want to do, just go for it. And we got to get them early, because if we don't get them early, people are going to be like Marcus Cain here, and they're going to say, hey, this doesn't make any sense to me. If I today, as an adult, not a child, was to go to a hospital, consult a surgeon, and say, I feel very much like I'm a butterfly. So I want you to surgically attach wings to my back and cut my legs off. They would put me in a mental institution. Simple as that. And you know why they would? They would say, you're not a butterfly. We can't make you a butterfly. You may feel in your heart of hearts you're a butterfly, but you're not. And just making you look like one or altering the way you look is never going to make you a butterfly. It's only going to make you a man who now looks like a butterfly. And that's exactly the same thing with the transgender community. I don't care if you do it, but you have to understand, I am not obligated to play into this facade. I'm not obligated to say, well, now that you have decided you're a trans woman, I have to find you attractive. I have to find you a female. I have to say all the right pronouns. No, I don't. Now, there's no sense of me being rude. I'm not going to be yelling at you from across the street, you're not a woman. I don't do things like that. Nobody should. But at the end of the day, if you force me into a corner and say, am I a man or a woman? Well, I'm going to tell you, you're a man. You may look like a woman. You may even have genetically modified your body. But you're still a man because you can't change it. Science can't change it. I mean, science can do a lot of things. You can make a Frankenstein monster, right? But that, what's the difference? It doesn't mean that you're actually that. I heard Matt Walsh say, and I thought it was very appropriate, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, you can't say a woman can't get a biological male who becomes a woman can't get pregnant, because there are women who can't get pregnant too. That's correct. But they are designed to be able to get pregnant. If a woman cannot get pregnant, it's because of a medical malady, not because they don't have the right equipment. And he said there are people born with one leg too, but we don't have a separate category for people who were born with one leg. They're still just a human being. They just, most human beings have two legs. If you're born with one, we don't say, well, you're a different species. No, there was a genetic problem. Well, it's the same thing. Now, if you want to live your life as a woman and you're a man, go for it if that's what makes you happy. Go for it. But that's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to force everyone else to play into it, and you don't get the right to do that. You don't get the right to say, here I am, and I look about as much like a woman as Alfred Hitchcock in a fright wig. But you have to say I'm a woman, if asked. You have to treat me as if I am, in fact, a woman. Why do you care? If you're so confident that that's the way you want to be, then don't care what anybody says. Just go live your life. Who cares? There's going to be people make fun of you because you're short, because you're too tall, because you're too fat, because you're bald, because your hair is long. It doesn't matter. There's always going to be people who make fun of you. And you don't get to tell them you can't, legally can't do it. It's silly. So why are they doing it? Why do you even call yourself trans? If you're a woman and you've transitioned into a man, why do you call yourself a trans man? Why don't you just call yourself a man? Because even you know it's not true. See, that's the thing. Even you know it's not true. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't transsexual people out there who are wonderful, kind people. I'm sure there are. And I'm not saying that anybody should go out there and purposely say, hey, man, you don't look like a woman. You shouldn't do that. What's wrong with you? But if someone asks you the question, is that a man or a woman? The correct answer is whatever their biological sex is, that's what they are. Simple as that. So why now do we have things like, oh, I don't know, this trans shooter who shot up the school in Tennessee, right? Remember when the FBI said, we have the shooter's manifesto. We have all the computer files. Where are they? Where are they? Remember when that nut job shot up some African-Americans up in, I believe, Buffalo, New York? Man, they had his manifesto out in 30 minutes. Because they thought he was a Trump supporter. They thought he was a MAGA Republican. So, get it right out there. Get it right out there that that's the reason he was driven to do it. Well, they obviously don't like what they saw in this manifesto. And they can't blame the trans community for rhetoric. They can't blame the trans community for demanding a trans day of vengeance. So they're just not putting it out. You'll never know what's in that manifesto. Because it doesn't suit the political narrative, you see. You'll never know what they found on the computer. And I am not exaggerating when I tell you there were people who were supporting the shooter. Just because they were trans. Oh, I can't not support the shooter. Then I will be considered transphobic. He killed children. No, but I got to support him. Why? I'm sure there are Trump supporters out there who are crazy and kill children. You think I'm supporting them? They're nuts. They need to go to jail for the rest of their life. As a matter of fact, if I were in charge, they'd be executed. Why do you feel you have to stand up for evil? And if you think a child in their weakest moment, when they are unhappy at home and running away and they are mentally unstable and can to be subjected to drugs that will permanently alter their body without their permission of the parents, or even so much as a phone call to say that your child is safe, you're evil. You're not woke. You're not progressive. You're evil. Because no one would do that to a child. No one. I recently heard a mother whose son, I guess, transitioned into a female on television saying, I don't want to be too descriptive, but basically how do I put this in a nice way? If you're a male and you're transitioning into a female, they sort of invert your penis to make a wound that will later, I guess, become a de facto vagina. The problem is your body tries to heal it up because it's a wound. This woman was saying that he has to place some sort of an object in there to keep it closing up. And this woman said, if he doesn't do it, if he doesn't take that thing and put it in there, and spread it up open so it stays open, I'll do it myself. That's not child abuse. What is that then? I'm just curious what you think that is. That's a good mother? Now, I know you're going to say, well, that child made the choice on his own to do it. Yeah, well, maybe he's making the choice on his own that he doesn't want to do it anymore, so he's not going to stick that thing in there. If he can make the choice to change sex, how come he can't make the choice not to continue with it, huh? Oh, that's different. Why is that different? Because you don't have a leg to stand on, you're wrong. So all you can do is just be hypocrites and say, but that's different. That's not the same thing. Yeah, it is, actually. Either they're mature enough to make up their mind or they're not. It's not, they're mature enough to make up their mind that they can have this transitional surgery. Oh, he's not following through with it? Well, they're not mature enough to understand that. You're going to have to force them. Which is it? Pick one. Well, I got a little bit of good news, at least. Today, a bill was passed by the House that would protect women's sports, meaning that biological males cannot compete in women's sports. This was met with a furor, and it probably won't pass the Senate. Probably won't. But even if it does, Biden has threatened to veto this. I'm listening to the actual female athletes describe what they went through. One girl saying the following, turned down my prom. I turned down family vacations. I turned down dates. I turned down social events so I could train and be the best I possibly could be at volleyball. In comes a biological male who, when he plays volleyball as a biological male, the net is 7 inches higher. Totally dusts me, blows me away. There's no possible, I have no hope of winning. Well, this begs the question. If there's no difference between male and female sports, why is the net 7 inches higher in men's volleyball? Why do you do that? Oh, men are normally taller. Oh, that's a sexist thing to say. I know some tall women, and I know some short men. What, are you a sexist? Why is it 7 inches higher? Because there's a difference. That's why. And you know there's a difference. But you don't care because you secretly don't want women to succeed. You know how I know you don't want women to succeed? Because when the real women's liberation movement decided rightfully that they're going to, in women's sports, a whole bunch of trans athletes and trans people showed up screaming at them. Now, the left would call that mansplaining, wouldn't they? A biological woman is being yelled at by a man. Oh, but that's okay, because we agree with it. You see, that's the left's rule. Everything's okay as long as we agree with it. If we do not agree with it, it doesn't matter what it is, it's not okay. It's not okay. Folks, they're not only coming for your children, they virtually have your children. They virtually have them. And they're doing it on purpose. Riley Gaines, the swimmer who competed against Leah Thomas, was virtually kidnapped. 3 hours she had to stay in a room because so many trans men who transitioned into women hitting her as she went by, screaming the most obscene things at her. For what reason? Because she disagrees with them? Is that how you act when somebody disagrees with you? If somebody comes up to me and says, you know, I think the Backstreet Boys were a really solid musical group, should I just say, oh, you idiot, and start punching them in the head? Because I think they suck, and you're wrong, and you know nothing about music? Or should I just say, well, I mean, that's your opinion. Whatever. Oh, they can't handle that. This is how I know they're mentally unstable, because a mentally stable person can handle someone else's point of view. Okay? If I put out a song and somebody says, I think that's terrible, I think that song sucks, I don't really think you can sing. I don't like the lyrics. The melody's terrible. Okay, so I don't have to beat them up over it. That's your opinion. Other people are going to agree with me. That's life. You know how you know you're psychotic? When you must have everyone agree that everything you say is correct. Or you fly into a rage of violence. That is typically what a psychiatrist would call a mental disorder. And they want your children to be suffering from these same disorders. They want it. They don't care if your child's really transgender, but they want to make sure your child is sexualized. They want to make sure at the age of 8 or 9 or 10, your child knows every kink, every perversion, every fetish there is possibly to know. I mean, so now here's what you're going to do. You're going to disguise pedophilia as sexual or sex education. So what's next? What's next? You're going to burst into a room and there's a 9-year-old girl giving somebody oral sex and you say, well, I'm just teaching her how to do it. It's just sex education. That's all it is. Bullshit. You're a bunch of perverts and you're trying to indoctrinate and sexualize these children. That's what you're doing. And you're doing it right in front of the parents' faces. And God help us if we allow this. It doesn't make me puritanical. I'm not puritanical. I'm not even religious. I'm telling you the facts because common sense beats everything. It's common sense that if you are secure in who you are, you don't need others to accept it. It's common sense that if you truly believe you're a woman, there's no need for you to call yourself a trans woman. You just call yourself a woman. It's common sense that an 8, 9, 10-year-old does not need to know about drag queens, oral sex, anal sex, fetishes, leather corsets, whips and chains, foot fetishes, and sex toys. They don't need to know about it. That's not sex education. It's also common sense that a biological male, whether they go through the transition of becoming a female or not, is always going to have an advantage over a male in most sports, a female in most sports. Now, I know he's saying, well, they're taking estrogen, their testosterone level is going to drop. Is their bone density going to drop? If their bone density drops, then they're not much of an athlete because they're going to be very fragile. And they probably shouldn't compete in any sports. I see how much bone density Leah Thomas has lost. 6 foot friggin' three, 210 pounds. Got a reach that's 11 inches longer than any of the women on the team and still couldn't even manage to do any better than come in even with a girl because that's how weak of a swimmer he actually is. Placed 40th and 50th in the men's division. Oh, he's tied for first. So that's all that's going to happen now. Anybody can do that then. I can do that tomorrow. I'm going to identify myself as a featherweight women's MMA fighter. And I'll go in there and just kick the piss out of a 100-pound woman. Is that what you want? I'm a 6'3", 250-pound man. And I'm pretty sure no matter how skilled a 100-pound woman is, she's not going to have much of a chance. Is that fair? Why do you think we have weight divisions in boxing? Why do you think we have weight divisions in wrestling? And that's when you're the same sex. See, they live in this utopian society where there is no male and female. There is no right and wrong. There is no ownership of anything. There is none of that. It's all just this illusion. You are what you feel. You're a butterfly, be a butterfly. Go jump off the roof and see if you can fly. You can't? Well, keep doing it. You'll get there eventually, butterfly. That's the world they live in. And that's not the world we want to live in. I can tell you that for sure. I can tell you that for 100% sure. So these women's libbers, they go to say, we want to protect women in women's sports. And they are literally set upon by a trans mob of crazy people. And once again, I have many friends in the gay and lesbian community. I don't personally know any transsexuals. But I'm sure there are some very nice people. But the vast majority, or at least the loudest voices being heard, are crazy. And if you don't think they're crazy, when is the last time you went somewhere where someone was going to say something you disagreed with, or someone had said something you disagreed with, to physically attack them and virtually hold them hostage in a building for 3 hours, and by the way, not be arrested? When's the last time you did that? I hope the answer is never. Of course not, because you're a rational human being. These are not rational human beings. See, the very first thing you have to understand about this subject is when you start to think, I'm the wrong gender, you have to at least consider the fact that it might be not a calling in life of, yes, that's right, I was born the wrong gender, I have to correct this. It could potentially be a mental issue. So you have to have that addressed. That's why I say before anyone goes through any transition surgery, I don't care how old you are, you should have to talk to a psychiatrist for a long period of time, maybe 6 months or so, to make sure that you are mentally capable of making that decision and that you really, truly, and honestly want it. I don't think that's too much to ask. I really don't. But of course they do. The left doesn't want that. They want instantaneous, even if it's for your children. So now we're being told by some universities and some high schools and even some junior high schools, you have no right as a parent to tell us what we teach your children. That's not true. When did that become a thing? I have every right to know what you're teaching my child. I have every right to object to what you're teaching my child. And I have every right to pull my child out of that school if I feel it's in their best interests. You don't get to poison my child's mind with your nonsense because you think you're right. Now, I guarantee you, if a Catholic school started bringing in children who were not Catholic, let's say they were Jewish, or let's say they were Muslim, and said, you're going to sit here and listen to our religion, and you are going to follow this, and we're going to give you assignments on why this religion is important, and how come Jesus is this, and how come, what does the Bible say here? You would have such outrage on the left. They would say, they're crazy. They're trying to indoctrinate other religions into their religion because they want to take over the world with their craziness. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're doing the same thing. The left has to be the most hypocritical group of people I've ever seen, because on one side of their mouth, they'll say this is wrong, and then they'll do it and tell you with a straight face, well, it's not wrong when I do it. We can't have this. The most precious asset we have in our country are our children. And if you're going to allow our children to be placed into the hands of what I consider lunatics, then you're going to lose your children. Now, I'm not talking about some fantastic future 100 years down the road. We have to ask ourselves, what's coming up ahead when Washington and Colorado can pass, not just create a bill, pass a bill that says your child can run away to Colorado, can run away to Washington, and transition without your permission, without your knowledge or consent in any way, shape, or form. And they don't even have to tell you that your child is safe. It passed, ladies and gentlemen. It passed. So what's next? We don't have to tell you if your child's having an affair with the teacher. We don't have to tell you if, somebody from 50-year-old man's picking your daughter up after school and she's 12. We don't have to tell you any of that. Who do you think you are? I remember a day, and it wasn't very long ago, folks, probably 3 years ago tops, when I was in a liberal chat room trying to implement a little common sense to some people, a couple of whom were my friends. And I said, it's not going to be long if you continue this before men are just going to say I'm a woman to go into women's sports and just beat their ass. And you know what they all said? They all laughed at me. And they said, that's never happening. What an imagination you have. Like, that's really going to happen. Like, anybody's really going to allow that to happen. What are we doing now? It happened. Just like I said it was going to happen. I told you during the pandemic, they're going to try to sexualize and indoctrinate your children. I'm a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. What's happening? A bill just passed saying you don't need to have parents' permission to transition. You can just run away from home one day, encouraging your child to run away from home. Encouraging it. So who's the tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist? The people who keep denying these things are going to happen when quite clearly we're heading in that direction? I'm telling you, it's not a far stretch from the next thing that we're going to have bills passed on is, well, and it's going to start small, folks. It's not going to be it's okay for a 65-year-old man to have a relationship with an 8-year-old. They're not going to do that because nobody's going to support that. They're going to start small. They're going to say, well, let's do an age gap thing. Well, but where do we start the age gap? I mean, I might agree if you say the girl's 17 and the guy's 19. Jesus Christ, that's hardly a child molester. Even 16 and 18, you know, I understand. But they're not going to do that, see. They're going to say, well, the age gap may be 5 years. But then they're going to start lowering. They're going to start lowering the age of the consent part of it. So if the age gap's 5 years and you say, well, she's 17 and the guy's 20, no big deal. Okay, most people might say, all right, I can live with that. What happens if she's 12? Oh, it's still a five-year age gap. 17's okay then. 13 and 18 is okay. When are you going to stop this? I just told you, I had an actual confrontation with a grown man who looks like he's well into his 60s who told me it's perfectly okay for a 15-year-old girl to have a consensual sex with a 35-year-old man or a 40-year-old man. And you're going to tell me that those type of people don't exist? And you're going to tell me that some of them aren't politicians? And you're going to tell me that some of them aren't lobbyists? And you're going to tell me that some of them aren't people in positions of power who can get these things done? You have to nip this in the bud. You have to stop it now, before it gets out of control. The only way to stop this is to make your voice heard. You don't want to be like the trans community and start running into buildings threatening to beat people up. You don't want to be like Antifa, who's basically, Nazi youth. You need to make your voices heard. You need to go to your lawmakers. You need to go to your schools, and you need to say, if these bills pass in my state, I'm moving out of this state. People need to start filing lawsuits against this, saying if my child can run away from home and transition, how come my child can't drive a car? How come my child can't sign a legal contract? How come my child can't get a tattoo? None of it makes any sense. You see, if they really felt your child was mature enough at 13 to handle life decisions, they'd let him drive a car. They'd let him sign a contract. They'd let him live on their own. They'd let him make life and death decisions. They'd let him say, oh, well, you know, do you want your appendix out or don't you? Do you want your tonsils out or don't you? Do you want this surgery or that surgery? They wouldn't say, well, we have to talk to your parents. Wouldn't that be exactly what they would do? How come they're not doing it? The only thing they're not doing it about is sexual transition. How come if you are going to go to see a zoo, you have to have a permission slip from your parents that little Jimmy can go to the zoo? But you don't have to do that when they're taking him to a drag show where a man is going to twerk his half-naked ass in front of his face and read stories about how grown men teach children to perform oral sex. How come you don't need a permission slip for that? How come it's always the bad stuff? It's always the sexuality and the indoctrination part of this that, oh, no parent's consent is needed. How come? I remember having to bring permission slips home to go anywhere, on a field trip, to participate in a sport. Oh, it's my body, my choice. How come I can't be a wrestler? I want to be a wrestler. My parents say, oh, you might get hurt. I don't think it's a good idea. I'd rather you didn't do it. I didn't have my gym teacher say, it's okay. We won't tell your parents. You'll just be on the wrestling team and it'll be our little secret, okay? That never happened. So how come this is happening? If I'm not right. Well, the answer is I am right. They're sexualizing and indoctrinating your children, and because in their future, in their utopia, your 12-year-old child is more than capable of having a relationship with a 30-year-old man. That's it. That's what they want. In their utopia, if you're 11 and you want a sex change operation, they will find a surgeon who will gladly invert your penis and shove it inside you and make a gaping wound that you have to keep open with basically a speculum in order that it doesn't heal up, because that's perfectly okay. That's not perfectly okay. And once again, I just want to tell you, if you're of age and you want to be, you want to transition, that's your own business. But it would be my own business if I said I want to go to a doctor and have both my legs removed because I'm tired of walking. And I'm tired of working. I figure if I'm in a wheelchair, I'm going to be able to get some sort of stipend from the state. So you know what? I don't use my legs that much. I just want them removed. They won't do it. They're going to say, there's no medical reason for you to do this. And we can't do this. Well, but they will on an 11-year-old child, 12-year-old child, right? They'll transition them completely. That's why it doesn't make sense, folks. When things don't make sense, you have to ask yourself why. Why do we not know what the trans shooter's rationale was? Because they don't want you to. Why is it okay for a group of men, Antifa, who's mostly men, to shout down women's libbers as transphobes when if a man simply disagrees with a woman on politics, we're mansplaining to that woman? But Antifa's not mansplaining anything when they're yelling obscenities at real women. They're not. They're fine. Why is it okay for a 6'3", 235-pound man to compete in a swimming pool with a 5'4", 125-pound woman? Why is it okay for a drag queen to come in and sing a song about oral sex to your child while twerking in a thong? Why is that okay? None of this is okay. None of this is okay. I warned you, one of the first shows I ever did, folks, I warned you what the left does. They change the definition of words to suit their ideology. So when they say, well, you're a racist, well, what is a racist? Well, a racist, by definition, is someone who treats someone unfairly for no other reason than their sexuality or their skin color or whatever reason, right? Okay, well. They change it to, if you disagree with someone of a different sexuality, then you must be a racist. If you disagree with someone who's a trans activist, then you must be a transphobe. If you disagree with a gay man, then you must be a homophobe. That's not true. That's not what the word racist means. They change the definition all the time. Now they've changed the definition of sex education. Sex education is no longer... Here's how a sperm fertilizes an egg. Here's the scientific reason why children are born. Now it's, here's why some people like to dress up in leather and tie people to a table and spank them. That has nothing to do with sex education. Nothing. Zero. But they've changed the definition. They're going to change the definition again. They've changed the definition of pedophile. Now it's a minor attracted person. No. It's a criminal. It's It's not a minor attracted person, and I'll tell you why it's not a minor attracted person, because that indicates that there's nothing wrong with it. Oh, they're just a minor attracted person. They're someone who just can't help it. They just happen to be attracted to minors. Treat them equally. Treat them fairly. They're just minor attracted people. They're not that evil word, pedophile. Well, how about if I'm maybe I'll be a MAP, a money-attracted person, and I'll just go into a bank and say, I'm sorry, but I'm a money-attracted person, and I'm going to have to take this money. Don't call me a bank robber. I'm not a bank robber. I'm just attracted to money. I can't help it. That's just the way I am. Treat me fairly and hand over the money. Is that okay? I don't think so. I don't think that dog will hunt. So you know what I'm saying is correct, folks. You know what I'm saying is correct. They've not only come for your children, but with this bill being passed, they actually have some rights to your children. And the people of Washington and Colorado have accepted this. And I don't care how many people say, I live in Colorado and I screamed at the top of my lungs. You didn't scream loud enough. It didn't work. If your child is in a burning house, you don't scream for the firemen to go get them. You go get them. You understand? If your kid is drowning and you can swim, you don't wait for the lifeguard. You jump in. You understand? So don't give me this nonsense about, well, I objected, but I don't want to hear that. Get your kid and move the hell out of that state then. Send a message. I'm not giving you my tax dollars so you can be a haven for runaway, mentally compromised children who are going through a stressful time to be used and abused by a system that doesn't give one damn about the parents and doesn't give one damn about the kids either. It's up to you. I can scream on the radio. It doesn't. It's not going to affect me. I don't have any children. But they're coming for yours. And in some places, they already have them. Tom in New York, in the air.
Yes, sir, I'm here. You know, as a parent, Marcus, I'm glad my child, she's not a child anymore, but I'm glad my teenage daughter is about to graduate high school and thankfully has not been exposed to things that we hear of in other districts and other states. She was in sixth grade. This is about how bad it got. She was in sixth grade, and during a time where Donald Trump was running for president, as a sixth grader, they had a mock election, and we didn't really talk about politics in the house that much, not in front of the kids really, and through her own whatever, she decided that she was going to mock vote for Trump. And you know how sixth graders are, they tell each other who they voted for, and she was immediately ostracized, not only by the kids, but by the teachers. But by the teacher who was teaching that class, that's where it started, and that's where, to be quite honest with you, for me, it ended because I had something to say about that. That's the kind of parents that we.
Well, let me cut you off for a second and tell you that I know a family whose son, who was probably no more than 11. Came over to me one day when I was getting some food. The son of someone who owns a restaurant here locally. And, you know, I always chat with a kid. And he said, why is Donald Trump bad? I said, what do you mean, why is Donald Trump bad? Why is Donald Trump bad? They're telling me in school Donald Trump is bad. I don't know why. What am I supposed to tell the kid? It's not my position to say, kid, Donald Trump's not bad. I said, well, you know, you have to talk to your dad about that and things. You know, everybody has a different opinion. Why would a teacher tell an 11-year-old boy who can't vote that Donald Trump is bad. That is called indoctrination. Get them young. They don't need to know anything about Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or whoever the hell else. They don't need to know anything about them. They don't vote. Just like they don't need to know anything about sex because they ain't supposed to have it. Do you understand? That's the difference, folks. I've just hit the nail on the head. Why do they need to know about sex if they're not allowed to have it? Because they want them to be allowed to have it. That's why, Tom.
Yeah, and that's exactly why. And it's this is probably the most disgusted I've ever felt with, you know, the lawmakers in this country, because they're standing up and jumping for joy in Washington after they passed a bill stating that you as a parent do not approve of your child's wanting to have surgery to transition from a boy to a girl and vice versa, your child will be taken away from you. They are jumping for joy. There's like, this is...
You know what
this
used to happen? If you ran away from home and you were caught, maybe the first time nothing happened, but if you did this once or twice more, they sent you to see a psychiatrist. They sent you to see someone. The school would even send you to see someone. The school would do that if you skip school. If you skip school, like a lot of times, the psychiatrist would talk to you and say, is everything okay at home? Why don't you like school? Why are you skipping school? Is there an underlying reason? They don't even do that now. It's just like, oh, you want to run away to Washington and you're 12 and you say you want puberty blockers? Here you go, kid. No problem. Why is that? Why is that? And then people on the left are going to tell me I'm tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. In what way? What did I say that wasn't true? Absolutely nothing. You know what you want. You know what you're doing. These left-leaning crazoids, and that's exactly what I call them, they want the government to own your children. Just like they want the government to own your house, they want the government to own your car, they want the government to own everything about you. You're just going to be the lapdog or house cat of the government. You'll work where we say, you'll dress how we say, you will accept what we say, you won't say what we tell you not to say, you will say what we tell you to say, and you will work where we tell you to work, and your children are ours to do with what we want. Not happening. Unless, of course, you let it happen, folks. You got to ask your kids every day what they're learning in school. You got to find out. You got to make sure you know. Because it could be going on underneath your nose. It's been going on underneath your nose for years. And until they did this home teaching thing, this remote learning thing, you didn't even know it. You didn't even know it. Coming for your kids, folks. They technically have them in the state of Colorado and Washington, and that's just the beginning.